Welcome to Table Talks with Kay Woodward. Married for more than 43 years, Kay and her husband Galen have three married sons, nine grandchildren, and are longtime pastors in Albuquerque, New Mexico. With the recent release of her new cookbook, which is filled with treasured recipes and stories, she's excited to bring you into her world of faith and family. So, take a seat at the table with Kay as she welcomes special guests from varied backgrounds and stages of life to dive into relevant and important topics of today. Please enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to Table Talks. Today, we will be reviewing 2024 and some of the amazing guests we had on the podcast and some unforgettable moments. You know, it's been an incredible journey for our first year. We're so excited what 2025 has in store. Join me today as I reflect on how these conversations have shaped my life personally and impacted so many others. So welcome again to Table Talks. I'm going to be joined today by a good friend of mine, and her name is Presley Rodas. Actually, she's been on this podcast journey with me as kind of a project manager, not kind of, the project manager for all of 2024. She's going to be joining us. This is kind of crazy because, so just to back up a little bit, just to catch everybody up, in case this is your first podcast to watch or you jumped in the middle of 24. So in 2023, the very end of 23, I launched a book. It's actually a cookbook, but it turned out to be way more than a cookbook. It's called The Table, The Place Where Life Happens. And the whole book just turned into this journey of family and life and things we discuss around the table and how important the table is in our life. And so the cookbook launched the end of 23, and it was so much fun and so impactful and amazing for me. But then 23 ended, and I woke up in January, like January 24. I mean, I did wake up a lot of days, but I woke up on January 1st also. And I just was thinking, I don't feel like the concept or the idea behind the cookbook, The Table, is over for me. So I had this thought, and literally the very beginning of the year, I gathered a few people. Presley was one, my daughter-in-law, Mandy and Brandon Harwell, Gabby. We gathered at one of our favorite meeting restaurants, Flying Star, to talk about the possibility of a podcast. I don't think any of us really knew what we were about to bite off. What do you think, Press?
I had no idea. I think I remember asking what my job would be and how I could be helping on the team.
So you said, why am I here? And I was like, well, it sounded so, if you were really getting paid for what you do, then it would sound really prestigious to be a project manager. But since that's not all it is, then it's been just a labor of love for all of you that helped me through the year. And Kyle Stocky jumped in, and Jordan McKee halfway through the year. So we talked about this podcast in January, and we had this very lofty idea to launch in April, which meant we had to start recording in March, early March, into February. So I remember being in the car driving to Amarillo in January and to see my mother-in-law, and just started texting friends. So, you know, one thing I'll say is, and I'm going to back up again, so everybody knows what they're watching. I'm not the best guest. I'm a great interviewer. But the reason for this episode today was we thought it would be fun to look back at 24 and kind of reminisce over these amazing podcast episodes, and also hit some highlights of what we felt like were some of the crazy impactful moments that we experienced. So that was a pause. But to say, I started thinking of possible guests. I just started texting guest speakers we've had at our church over the 40 years we've been there, and people I've made connections with through the years, and people that have had an impact on me here in Albuquerque. So that's how it started. And we scurried really quickly to get podcast one going in April. This podcast we're recording right now is episode 18. Honestly, Presley, I don't know if I thought we would ever make it this far. We did it.
It was a quick turnaround, and to get those first few guests lined up. And then I just remember our first official launch day. It felt like a whirlwind, but then it's just something that's been so continuous and just growing and growing. So it's crazy that it's 18, but I know that's just the beginning as well.
I don't think
it's exciting to see.
You know, the first one we had, my husband and Dustin and Mandy, we just talked about the story behind the story and why we started a podcast, like what the table meant in the Woodward family's life. And I had no idea when that first one started. I think I wanted to take this big sigh, like, oh, exhale. And I didn't realize what we were about to embark on the journey. It was way different than I expected.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Well, I think it's a perfect way to jump in and kind of give the viewers and listeners like a more in detail behind the scenes of like what this last year has looked like, how you're feeling now, and maybe cast some vision in the future for where you want Table Talks to go. So with that being said,
now go ahead.
Are you okay if we jump into our first one?
Go ahead.
Perfect. Okay. What surprised you most about this past year of podcasting?
I would say, and honestly, I was surprised. I watch a podcast or I listen to podcasts and I think, how hard could that be? You get a microphone and you get your computer and, you know, somebody puts it together. I had no idea the amount of layers that went to a podcast. I mean, there's so many things. The creative process, just thinking, who's going to record the intro? And do I do an intro every single podcast? Do I introduce every guest? And who's going to edit it? And the editing process and how crazy that was. And then what music do you want behind the edit? And then what's the subject going to be for the guest? And did they write a book or not write a book? Or are they willing to tell their story? The amount of hours, I had no idea the amount of hours, even for me on my end, to research guests that I truly know who they are, but to research their story and to really get to know them at the level that I could ask questions that could tell a great story or to tell, what God had done in their life. So that was a surprise to me, how many layers, what the creative process would take and the amount of hours. I have put hundreds of hours into researching these amazing 17 guests I've had plus on the episodes, and the impact of personal growth for me. I had no idea what it was going to do for me. My hope and prayer was that it was going to help lots of people who listened. I had no idea what it was going to do for me. Over 40 years working at a church, being married to a pastor, being a pastor myself, and had lots of impactful moments. This podcast has just been life-changing for me. And Presley, you can affirm this, that every time we get to recording, Presley has been, I think, at every recording but one, every single recording we've done, and we would shut down the computer and I would look at her and say, that was amazing. That person, that guest, what they said, their story, what they said to me. I mean, really, I just couldn't have expected it. And you got to be a witness to, you got to hear the podcast before it was a podcast because you sat here in my home every single time.
I did. It was so cool to see how you would think about how the podcast would go. And then you get into the Zoom with those guest speakers and it totally took a different turn in the best way possible. And that's what we would sit around and talk about too, is that you weren't expecting it for some of them to go that way. And it was like a delight to hear their viewpoint on that, which brings me to my next question. When you were talking about stories, were there any moments or stories from guests that stuck with you long after the recording?
You know, honestly, I probably every time we finished recording said that was my favorite one every single time, because they all were different, but they also had, there were themes that kept coming up too. But one for me personally, because, you know, I think that I thought this would be like happy. They're all happy, but that we would talk about these subjects and they would all be lighthearted, I guess would be the word, but they turned really serious, a lot of them, and they got deep spiritually. And I just was, sometimes I was taken aback by how deep spiritually it got. And all I knew how to say was, can you close in prayer before we get off? I didn't even know how to end the podcast. But one that really, for me, that she spoke so impactfully to me was Alex Seeley from the Belonging Co. in the Nashville area in Tennessee. Not only was her podcast great, they all were, but at the very end, I asked her to pray because it was such a moving episode about labels that we put on ourselves and who God says we are. And then she said, but before I pray, in her beautiful Australian accent, because she sounds so smart just because she's Australian to start with. And, you know, here I am with Southern, I give Southern accent, but she looked at me in the screen and spoke straight to me. And I honestly, we recorded that in the spring. We had just started these podcasts and I was so needing affirmation to what have I done? And is this crazy that a 63-year-old woman is going to just start this new endeavor and that people, you know, two generations younger than me would actually listen? And she spoke right at the screen and she started speaking into my life prophetically. And I have gone back and listened to it probably 10 times to hear again what she said, because in that moment, I felt I could only just feel like God was surrounding me and saying, hey, I'm speaking to you. And yes, this is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I gave you all those experiences and all these years of situations in life that has happened to you to be able to pour into another generation and to use your wisdom and your experiences to help others. So for me, I don't know that she will ever know when she paused publicly to speak to me on that podcast. Wow. It was a moment that I won't ever forget, truly.
Yeah, that was an incredible moment and an incredible podcast too, with everything that she was able to add, and just hearing from her was amazing. And you're right. I feel like could say anything and is the smartest one in the room. The accent, it's perfect.
You know, it just is the Australian or British accent. I've got to get some more really great accents on the podcast because it just makes me sound smarter because they're talking.
New goal. We got it. We'll write it down. What's one piece of advice or insight from your podcast that you found yourself applying to your own life?
Okay. So, one podcast, Dawn Cherie Wilkerson was on. We recorded in April. She since had her fourth child. And that story is great. She's got a podcast about the surprise miracle for them. But that day, she spoke about the power of waiting and not to waste the waiting periods of our lives. And she was living in that right then. And her life was going through some crazy stuff right then. But I felt like, for me, because and for anybody listening, we get in the waiting part and it's hard not to let ourselves think that God has forgotten me. Yes, I know he answered all those prayers in my past and he's been there for me all along. And sometimes I think he's done all of that. I know he did it before, but what if this is the one time he changed his mind and God's not going to do it? And she just really spoke so directly on the power of waiting and not wasting that weight in our life and being okay and comfortable in the weight. And if anybody knows, I'm not a good waiting person. I don't like to wait in traffic. I don't like to wait in the line at Disney World. I don't like to wait for my table at a restaurant. I'm hard at waiting. So God puts me in waiting periods often to teach me. So that was a really big thing for me. My daughter-in-law Delaney did a podcast on leadership and everyday life. And I wish I could have heard that 30 years ago, because it was anybody that's their 20s or 30s and they're trying to find their place. That was such a great podcast on leadership and how to be a great leader and not necessarily needing the title to lead, but leading where God puts you and being the best you can be at that. So that podcast with Delaney, I catch myself hearing her talk in my head and using those points as I'm dealing with people or giving advice to, you know, someone that I'm maybe mentoring. And then another one, you know, we talked to so many of the episodes turned into being where people would talk about faith in hard times. Because what I have found is no matter what it looks like on social media, no matter what it looks like in someone's life, what you see on the outside, everyone is either currently going through a hard time or they've just been through one, and they have the experience of having to dig deep and find faith in hard times. And so we have numerous episodes, but I have just so many, but Landra Hughes was one, you know, just episode, you can go back and listen to it, but so many of them, Brandy Wilson, the list goes on and on, just so many of them. And I feel like that was a big lesson for me to, it built my faith. I know what the right answer is, but listening to those episodes again, as they, you know, would drop on the day they would drop, I would catch myself thinking, that's right, Kay, what they're saying is right. You need to hear this again and again and again, because we question our faith at times. And there are many of those podcasts that are faith affirming. And I think that, you know, it would behoove all of us to go listen again, because these are like amazing. Some of them are amazing ministers of the gospel, preachers, pastors, business leaders that have so much insight. So I would hate for anybody to miss something they say, but those, you know, just were amazing. And I won't speak for you, but I know that there were some, because, you know, you're in your 20s and you're a career woman, you started a new business. So I know you gleaned from some of those too, personally, not just thinking, oh, that'd be good for somebody, but it meant something to you.
Absolutely. One thing I love about the podcast is every guest we've had on, I've been able to just be off camera and listening. And so like anytime I'd hear one liner, I'm like, yeah, that's really good. That's really good. But honestly, what I love about podcasts in general, and specifically this one, is that you can go back and listen. So if I'm not in a waiting season right now, I can go back and I can listen to Dawn Cherise. And when I'm needing some leadership encouragement or just like a push, I can go back and listen to Delaney's and get those one liners that she did and the advice and wisdom she was giving. And then also, like, one of my favorite ones personally was when we sat down with you sat down with Jordan, Joanne, and Jess and talked about events. That was up my alley, but I loved it because I can go back to those, or the hospitality one. There were so many amazing, amazing ones. And I love that about podcasts, is you can continue to go back and revisit and get something new each time you listen.
That's awesome. And I was just, as you're talking, I'm thinking, well, every single one of them, I promise you, I've applied everything, but Sarah Beckman, who is a Citizen Church campus pastor in our Maui campus. She was in town when I interviewed her, and we were in person, but she has authored two books, but she talked about showing up for your neighbor, for others, your friends. And I mean, I so resonated with that. But just even a couple of weeks ago, we have a dear friend of my family's who's really going through a lot right now with her family was in a car accident, and she's going through a lot. And Mandy said to me, she said, I caught myself wanting to say, if you need something, let me know. But she caught herself because of that podcast and thought, you know what, I'm just going to do, because that podcast reminded us that when someone, we don't just tell someone, you know, let me know if you need me. We show up for someone. We think for them. And that podcast was also amazing. They're all very different, but, and I just, we kind of, I thought when I started the podcast that each month would have a theme. That's how I was going to organize it, because I live in a black and white world. I want everything organized. I write everything down. And immediately God changed that plan and the way the guests got scheduled for recording. And we just said, you know what, God, we're going to post when we post, and you're going to have to, you will guide our steps. And that's how it's happened. So there's been a recurring theme, you know, for sure. Many recurring themes on faith and community and resilience, but they're all told a different way. And that's what I've loved about it.
Yeah. No, I love that. My next question is, what's one thing you've learned about yourself through the process of creating these episodes?
I think I learned that I do talk a lot. I learned that. The biggest lesson for me has been to hush and let the guests just go with it. And I've gotten better. You can probably tell when you listen to the podcast of which ones I recorded in February, March, and April, because I talked over all the time, because I get so excited. And I am 63, and I'm thinking I'm gonna forget if I don't just blurt it out. So I'm learning still to just be quiet and let that wonderful person sitting with me be able to say what they need to say and speak. So I learned that about myself. I love to talk. I knew that, but it solidified as I listened to myself on a podcast. I also learned that I am very inquisitive. I truly love to get to know people. I wrote a sermon and preached this fall at our Flourish conference called The Right Place at the Right Time. And I wrote it for me, but I wrote it for others. But I believe that God puts us at the right place at the right time. And for whatever reason, God has me doing this so that I could... There's things I need to know about the people that are on this podcast that maybe I can get something out of them or get them to tell their story in a different way to appeal to a different crowd. But I have learned that I love to ask questions also. And I love to know someone's story. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to know all about you and why you are where you are and why do you live where you live and why'd you choose that career? And I get so excited about learning about the guests, and I just feel like I've made, 20 more friends, but a closer relationship. So I've learned about myself that I really do like people, and I want to know them. And I think that's important for all of us. If God has a moment for every one of us every day, we're so much in a stinking hurry that we don't slow down enough to recognize a God moment. But God has used this podcast for me to recognize God moments. And I have had so many aha moments, I like to say, during every podcast where I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I've never heard it, but I heard it. Maybe I'd heard it before, but the way it was spoken, it just gripped me. So I have learned that this podcast has caused me to slow down and be ready for God moments, because every single podcast, I have more than one. So it's been the spiritual journey for me that I never dreamed I needed mm-hmm. or that I could possibly have entering into retirement, that God still had so much more for me to learn.
I love that. Just diving deeper into like those connections and friendships and asking those deeper questions. So it's not surface level.
Yes.
That's great. What was the most unexpected moment or response you encountered during an episode? If you could go back and redo one episode, which one would it be and why?
Okay. So the unexpected moment, this is not spiritual, but I was interviewing, my guest was Dr. Heather Cadell. She is an OBGYN, but her husband, he's a pastor in San Antonio, Texas. But we were talking all things like hormones, talking about life and women and going through hormonal stuff and how it causes you to gain weight, lose weight. It impacts our emotions, all the whole thing. And we're almost finished with the podcast. And she said, well, there's a question that you haven't asked me that I was sure you were going to ask right away. And I was like, I'm thinking, is she going to ask about GPL-1? Is that what they're called? GPL-1? Like that. I was thinking she's going to ask me something like really like cutting edge, thinking I might know. And she goes, you haven't asked me about libido. And I went, my eyes just got big as saucers because I'm thinking, oh, girl, I can go there. But I wasn't prepared to go there. And I was so shocked. I'm thinking, like, my kids are going to hear this. I cannot talk about this on this Zoom. And I just was in shock. And I was like, yeah, it's good. Libido is good. And that's all I knew how to say. So that I was not expecting it. And I'm thinking that is not a question I gave you on the pre-email. And she shocked me with that. And she thought it was quite funny. And it really got to me. And an episode that if I could redo one episode, it would be for sure the episode with our next gen team from Citizen Church. We had three of the next gen pastors, and we were talking about what every Gen Z or Gen Alpha student wished that their parents or their grandparents or aunties, uncles, or friends knew about them, what they're going through. It was the most amazing episode. And if you know anyone that's a Gen Z or Gen Alpha, you need to go back and listen to that. But it needed to be at least two episodes or even three. But for sure, it should have been a part one and a part two. And we only had slotted, they recorded here at my house with me, and we had only slotted one recording time. And honestly, when it was over, they all had more they wish they could say, because it's such a message that they want to get to people, because these generations, the Gen Z and Gen Alpha, are going through so much because of the culture of our world now, that we want as many people to rally around them and be empowered to walk alongside them as possible. So I could redo that one. And so we're talking about maybe doing a part two this next year, because there were still more things to say. And we all just kind of got loosened up about halfway through the episode because, you know, it was a very serious topic. So I was a little nervous too. And because it's that topic is a big deal because those generations are going through so much. So I wish I could redo that one. And we may do a part two to that because it was crazy impactful. I've heard so many people comment about it and how life-changing it was. So that I would do that again.
You've touched on this a little bit, but maybe if you want to go more in depth into it, was there a reoccurring theme or message that seemed to surface this year?
I think, and you chime in too, because you listen with different set of ears, obviously, but I feel like resilience is a really strong theme. Even when we were talking about hospitality with Lisa Young, who's from Fellowship Church, I mean, that the whole idea of resiliency, I think because you would think that topic wouldn't, you think, oh, I don't do hospitality, so I'm going to skip that one. But every single topic, even creative living, all the ones you think, that's not me, but they all had the theme of people's personal lives. So somewhere in the podcast episode, in the recording, the guest shared about their personal life. Their story comes out somehow, what God has done or, you know, what they prayed for. And I think resiliency, because God's faithfulness was absolutely in every single podcast. We're only resilient because God is faithful. We don't have the human power to be resilient all the time. That is not in us because we are weak people. We're just, you know, we are just humans. But with God's help and with his power and him walking alongside us in his faithfulness, that's how we're resilient, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what the word of God says. So I believe that the faithfulness of God absolutely was in every single episode. That faithfulness of God was an underlying theme, because without him, we are nothing. And everyone I interviewed, their story was written on the fact that God is faithful. That's how their story even came about. So I feel like the number one thing was God's faithfulness. And my guess would be that will always be a theme in every episode, because I could talk about a lot of stuff on episodes. Honestly, I know a lot about a lot. I tell my family that all the time. I'm pretty smart. But But the idea wasn't to get people to laugh or to talk about things that aren't meaningful. I wanted to have discussions about things that families or friends would talk about around the table, because every meaningful relationship in our life has hours of time around the table. So I wanted to have time. I wanted to discuss topics that we would talk about around the table, because it's meaningful conversation. Sure, when you're out with your friends, you cut up and you talk about funny things, but usually a conversation comes back to something that someone's dealing with or going through, or something that's big that's happened in their life or exciting. So I feel like any podcast I would do in the future, any episode, would also have a thread. Everyone will have a thread of God's faithfulness. Like I said just a second ago, we would not be doing anything we're doing unless God put his stamp on it, and unless he was faithful. And he is faithful. His promises are true, and he's a faithful God. So yeah, faithfulness, God's faithfulness.
I agree with just hearing everything that you were saying. I think what comes to mind are the little personal stories from each guest, like Hunter or Kit that was just on our podcast. I think her story is beautiful with how her family is now, and I don't want to ruin her story. I think everyone should go listen to it. But then hearing from like Brandy Wilson and everybody else, there's Alex Seeley, and it just all touched on faithfulness, but in different ways as well. And so I think that's
one we just did about a month ago, which was about the holidays and mental health. I mean, my goodness. You know, we had Samantha Carrillo on there, and just talking about how we need God, but about our mental health and being founded in the Word. And I mean, just every single one. And like you mentioned a moment ago, maybe when you listen to an episode, you're thinking, I'm just going to fast forward because I'm not going through that right now. Or it doesn't really resonate with me. But I can promise someone you know is going through whatever the episode is about or about to, or you will sometime in your life need something you've heard. And, you know, I believe that I love that I love to listen to my own podcast. Is that sound like narcissistic? But honestly, you know how if you ever spoke in public speaking, I've preached in church before and spoken at conferences, and I have to go back and watch the video. And I've literally like, oh my gosh, somebody turn it off. I can't bear to watch. But I really have enjoyed listening to the podcast over and over again. And I'm thinking they can't be bad. They've actually got to be pretty good if I want to listen to my own self. So right. I challenge people. You know, if you don't like to start at the beginning, I love to. I'm a very orderly person. But if you like to skip around, they're meant to skip around too. You can right. watch number 5 first or number 10 first or 15. But I encourage you to listen to them because you're going to see what we're talking about with this amazing theme. You know, what God can do in our life through all of them. Like you just mentioned, there's so much with every single one. I can't even believe I'm naming off 17 podcast episodes that we did, and we were here at the end of December. Woohoo! To live, we lived to tell about it. Yay. I thought at times we weren't going to make it, but we did. So when I met with everyone the beginning of January 24, and I said, let's do this. Let's just say through the end of the year. I think I might've said to the fall at first. And then we said the end of the year. And then, several people that I really respect have spoken into my life and encouraged me through a prophetic voice. And if you don't know what that is, it's just, you know, just speaking wisdom over my life and scripture and you know, giving me spiritual wisdom. And several people that I really respect have spoken in my life. And I feel like we're supposed to continue. So, you know, the team is changing a little, but Presley, she said, wait, you haven't asked me if I'm going to stay on for 25. And I'm like, because I really never asked her to do it in 24. You've ever heard of her? I said I volunteered her, but really I voluntold her. And I really knew she had what it took to keep me organized and that you could keep me organized and keep the guest organized. I mean, you guys, when I say she manages it, she does all the initial contacts with the guest as she schedules the podcast, as she shows up at my house and makes sure I'm wearing the right thing when it's time to make a commercial for that podcast and making sure it gets that the people that are going to edit are editing and making sure that we're posting on social media. It's a big deal. And so I was afraid to ask for 25. So I kind of just made an assumption. So Ms. Presley, let me ask you in front of all these people, are you going to stay with me for 2025? Because the word that I have felt like God was giving me was, and it just was resonated last week, is forward. Keep moving forward. And so that I don't really have word of the year. I really shied away from doing that because they make me nervous, but I feel like God's telling me to just keep moving and keep doing what I'm doing because it's helping someone. And maybe if that someone's me, but I know it's helping other people. So, yes, we're going to keep going. What started as a dream for 2024, I think just to prove to myself that I could do it, turned into something so meaningful for me, but I feel like for so many others who have reached out and messaged me or texted me or written to me. And I feel like there's countless subjects still to explore and so many people that God has put over my life and all the years I've lived and so many more subjects that people might want to hear about and hear from amazing guests. And also, like I mentioned with the Next Gen episode, there are subjects I want to dig deeper. I feel like we've hit the surface and I want us to dig deeper and to go deeper in some of the subjects that we discussed even in 23 and the issues that really matter for women and men. I mean, there are men that watch this podcast and I've got some men in the queue for next year to interview. Actually, we've already recorded. My husband's going to be on and I've got a good friend that is a young guy at the church, and his story, y'all will love it when he comes on. But he's basically said yes, so I'm just calling him out right now. But anyway, so many exciting things for 25. So, I mean, I guess we're going to, you know, God has put it in my heart, and we're just going to keep going. But I also know that I would love it if we could build a bigger table. And that's metaphorically speaking, but there's a great group of people that listen or watch twice a month, and they catch up when they can. But I feel like that God has laid on my heart that the table needs to get bigger. There are so many people that need to hear, not me, but these guests that are on. They're life-changing, impactful information and advice that they're giving. So I think our table needs to grow. And Presley, we brainstorm all the time on this. And honestly, who's going to help with this are the ones who are listening right now. You're the greatest person that can help me to build this table bigger and to have a bigger reach for the amazing guest and the information that are on these episodes on this podcast. So, I mean, I walk around people going, will you subscribe to my podcast? I kind of feel like extra needy, but I'm going to just tell you, you're going to hear me say it a lot in 25. If you haven't subscribed, I need you to subscribe. However you listen or watch podcasts, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, subscribe. If the platform you listen or watch allows, write a review. The reviews, five stars. Do you know 4-star reviews or 3 don't help anybody? Even if you say, you know, if you give a restaurant or a business a 4-star and you say, oh, I loved it, it was so amazing, and you gave them 4 stars, you just hurt that restaurant. If they're amazing, give them 5 stars. If they're not amazing, don't review them. I mean, me, you can review them, just not me. But a great 5-star review would really help this podcast to go up, you know, where people would see it faster. And there was a lady that messaged me. This is right now. We're recording this in the middle of December. She messaged me last night on YouTube from Hunter Orcutts. And she said, I don't know how I found this podcast, but I'm going through that right now. And I needed this podcast. I don't even know how it came up on my list of podcasts to watch. So I'm telling you, it matters if we subscribe and review, because it expands our reach, makes our table bigger, and also to share it. So I know it gets hard, because everything we do, we get asked to share it, like our friends' businesses or our church. They want to share. So I know it gets hard. You can overshare. It feels like it. But when you think about it, if you can share an episode, just like it, comment when I post, liking it and commenting really helps. We're going to expand our TikTok channel, if TikTok exists in January. We're going to expand our channel, because a lot of people that aren't church people will watch first on TikTok and see a video or something they coerce me into doing. So anyway, share, review, and subscribe, and we can build a bigger table. Really, that's how I feel like it would be a waste to have all this amazing information and keep it to ourselves.
Right. Well, I'm excited for 2025, and to put you at peace, I will be helping, so you don't have to worry about that. But it's really cool to see how this started as a cookbook, and then how you're launching a podcast, and throughout this year with your guests, you're furthering your knowledge in podcasting, you're getting creative with questions and where you kind of want to have the episodes go. Is there something specific after this year that has shaped your vision for the podcast moving forward? I know that you said your word is forward, but what are you wanting to really go after in 2025?
I honestly think I look at the list of people that we've already, you know, made a list of that we want to ask to be on the podcast in 2025. And I think for me, there are so many people with, it's personal stories. It truly are these guests that have these dynamic personal stories. And again, where the common thread is God's faithfulness. I think we think sometimes we're the only ones that are going through something, you know, our family is the only one that's crazy, or we're the only ones going through depression, the only ones who, you know, just so many, every single topic, like I'm not a people person. I don't, you know, or whatever people are going through, that when we hear all kinds of people and we hear them tell their story, and you hear that they persevered, they were resilient, and God was faithful, it just gives us the power, the wherewithal, you know, to get up the next day and try again. Just like, you know, you're listening to Hunter this last week, and she started this amazing business. And that's the field you want, that you're in right now, that you also are starting a business of your own. And it just builds your own faith to hear someone else talk about what God has done in their life. So I think that I do believe personal stories. And I honestly, I lay in bed because I don't sleep a lot. And I ask God, show me who, give people around me, you know, creative thoughts about who I should have on the podcast. And I'm telling you, 2025, I am so excited about. I know now, which is a little scary, the amount of work it takes to put on a podcast and the amount of people that have to be on a team to ensure that it happens. It's not, you know, unfortunately, I can't do it by myself, but fortunately, there are amazing people in my life that have said, you know, yes, that we'll join the team. So that's amazing. But I think that my vision for it, again, is I would love for more people to be a part. I don't know. Sometimes I think, I don't know, I'm going to say this out loud, and that makes it even worse. I don't know when, but I feel like in the future, and not too distant future, because for Pete's sake, I'm 63. So in the future, not too far, that I probably will write a book about all this too. You know, the cookbook has a lot of thoughts about the table, but I feel like there's a whole book that people need to know. I have weathered storms in my life, and I've got an amazing family that I feel like are a product of a lot of the principles that we talk about. And mm-hmm. And anyway, and also God's faithfulness. So I think that maybe who knows what 2025 will bring, but I feel like God's going to do big things with the podcast. So it's called Table Talks. And, you know, we'll do our best to have the topics to be diverse, the guests to be diverse in their ages and their backgrounds and their, you know, what they're great at, their abilities, but God always seems to bring it back to where it follows, you know, and he's going to do what he wants to do. So my prayer for everybody would be, and as we're closing this review of 2024, I cannot believe I'm saying that. My prayer would be that you would join me in 2025 and bring as many with you as possible, those who are listening. And I want to thank you. Honestly, I want to thank you for being part of the journey, those that are watching or listening. And thank you for the text when you text me or you private message me, you DM me on Instagram or on the podcast. I think, thank you, God. I mean, it really is helping someone. So you don't bother me when you message me. I love it. And I just hope to hear from more of you. And I want to thank you. Every time you listen, it means the world to me. And I believe that we're going to honor your time by giving you the very best guests and information possible. So here we go. 2025. Anything else you want to say, Press?
No, I'm excited. It's going to be a great year.
Here we go. Looking forward to seeing everybody in 2025. God bless you all. Thank you for joining me today on Table Talks. For more content and information about upcoming episodes, please visit my website at kwoodward.com. You can also explore other podcast links and resources there. Until next time.